Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. My name is Joe McCormick. I'm your host. In our episode this week, I'm going to ask you this question. Do you do deep work? If you're new to the podcast, I'm really happy that you're here, that you found us. We're in our eighth season. And if you've been here before, I'm really happy that you're back. You're here because you want to become an intentional communicator, a person who's out of focus, who values people's attention, values your own attention, and is how to communicate through the clutter. I've written a book called Brief, Make a Bigger Impact by Saying Less. That's 10 years ago. That book is all about clear and concise communication. 5 years ago, I wrote a book called Noise, Living and Leading When Nobody Can Focus, which is all around the distractibility of our world, how easily people get enticed into chasing what doesn't matter, digital devices, distractions, disruptions. Our world is filled with noise. So many things competing for our attention. And then a book that's coming out soon called Quiet Works, Making Silence the Secret Ingredient of the Workday. And if you want more information about our programs or courses, you can find them at thebrieflab.com and also at thequietworkplace.com. So this question I'm asking you today is around deep work. And that's a term that was coined, I think, by a guy named Cal Newport in a book that he wrote in 2016. And it's an excellent book. I highly recommend that you read the book. It's really, really a great book. And I'm listening to it on Audible and I'm getting a lot of value out of it again, just going through some of the concepts and some of the insights that are super profound. And in this podcast, the reason I'm posing the question is, honestly, it's a straight question. Do you do deep work? And the reason that we need to think about that and reflect on it is we have to have an honest answer on our depth as a professional. And asking ourselves this question would maybe help unlock, Do I do mostly shallow work? Am I easily distracted? Do I jump around? Do I focus on the easy thing to do? Am I superficial? Do I generate a lot of information but no profound insight? Where and when do I focus to do head down important work? Do I do any at all? Am I kind of skimming the surface? Or as was said to me a long time ago, and I love the metaphor is, am I an inch deep and a mile wide? And that's just an honest question that deserves an honest answer for all of us. Because if we really want to flourish and we really want to have a profound impact and we really want to be thinking more and having a greater effect on the environment, professional environment around us, we're certainly not going to do that if we're doing work that's not valuable, that we're not being productive. We're just spinning our wheels. So the question is, do you do deep work? So in this podcast, I'm going to focus on three books as my point of reference. I mentioned already Cal Newport's book entitled Deep Work. And I'm also going to talk about a book written by a guy named Pat Lencioni called The Six Types of Working Genius. And then another book called The Shallows by Nicholas Carr that came out in 2010. Each of these books have, I think, a unique perspective. This is by no means a trio book review, but it's all around the question to help you think about and answer this question as honestly as possible. Is deep work something that you do? And to do that, I would like to start just from the standpoint of this podcast in your desire to be a better communicator. And I would add a more intentional communicator. What you say matters because you've thought about it. And that's what drives better communication is people that think before they speak. They think before they write. And a lot of people don't do that because they're too busy. And if you really want to elevate to a higher level and be able to communicate with a greater impact, being intentional, being deliberate, taking time is something that's often missing in people. It's missing on their calendar. It's not something they think about. Why? Because they're too busy working and communicating and even stop for a moment and think, how am I as a communicator? Am I clear? Am I concise? Are my words moving a reality or stalling the reality? And this is a problem for a lot of people. And I think this is the reason why you're here. And this is why a lot of people listen to this podcast. Why am I doing this for 8 years now? Is because this issue is very, very important. Most of the time people spend during the day is communicating. I would argue a lot of that communication is abused. I think people tend to over-collaborate and over-communicate with little effect. And in this particular week, the question about deep work comes into play. So let's start with the book, The Shallows, What the Internet is Doing to Our Brains. And this book was first written by Nicholas Carr in 2010. And the point of the book really was to explore the impact of the internet and digital tech, if you will, on our minds, on our brain. Like, what is this whole thing and how is it affecting our brains? In the book, Carr argues that the internet fundamentally, in the digital devices that surround us, are reducing our ability to concentrate and hindering our ability to engage in deep reflective thought. I mean, it's a beautiful title in its honesty and its simplicity and its brevity, The Shallows. So if you think about that, the effect of technology on us, I'm not anti-tech. I never have been. I never will be. I think it plays an absolutely profound impact role in our lives, but it's overplayed. And in his book, he really goes into that. No pun intended, but he goes deep into the shallows. And there's a warning. And the warning is, you know, the constant distractions that the internet, that these devices provide us, are really having a much more harmful effect on our mental capabilities than we would admit. And we look around, little kids on, you know, on their tablets and iPads and digital watches and phones and all this. And this book was a hit, and it's still relevant, you know, after, you know, almost 15 years. It was a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize in general nonfiction. And it got a conversation going. It got people thinking about, are we living in the shallows? Are we being an inch deep and a mile wide? And it's because technology is doing this to us. So I would like you to, when you think about that book, I mean, I'd recommend reading it. I'd like to ask you a couple of questions. You know, is my ability to focus reduced or eliminated completely by my constant distractibility and obsession with being on technology all the time? Be honest with yourself. Do I want to get stronger in this area? Do I want to go deeper? Or do I want to keep on living in the shallows? If it has this kind of effect on us, we may be stuck in this sort of superficial, shallow mode without even realizing it, because we haven't even reflected on it. We're so busy being constantly distracted that we even have a moment to reflect on how this is even affecting us at all. So those are the questions I would ask you do you want to go deeper? Is this hurting you? Is it eliminating your need, your ability rather, to focus and concentrate? It may be, and you may be in the superficial place without even knowing it, because that's like your new normal. It's just the way you operate on a daily basis. And I'm not trying to be critical or mean. It's in this book the argument is made powerfully that it hurts our ability to concentrate and focus doing this. It has an effect on our brains. This constant distraction, this easily, distracted or disrupted, can be super powerful. So that's The Shallows. Now let's turn our attention to Cal Newport's book. You know, the headline of this podcast is, Do You Do Deep Work? Well, let's look at that book that he wrote in 2016. And he's a computer science professor. And his book is all about the ability to focus without distraction on a kind of a mentally tough task. Can we put our head down and go deep? And his argument is that this is becoming increasingly rare in the world that we live in. Yet incredibly valuable. Fewer and fewer people can do this because they live in the shallows, yet the ability for people to do this is what's going to create value. Like, it makes you very, very important to go deeper, to think about it. And I'll share this a quick anecdote. When we launched this Quiet Works program, before the book even came out, we talked to one of our clients who was the head of innovation at this big financial services company, and his answer was, my team's answers aren't good enough. And he was responsible for innovation. The reason behind that comment, which was seemingly harsh, was that my team doesn't think about the problems long enough. What he's getting at is what Newport is talking about, which is the need for deep work. In that book, and I highly recommend it, you know, you start to think about to do that work requires you to do it in an environment that's free of distractions, that's devoid of distractions. In our environment, it's exactly the opposite. It's so easily, we're so easily sidetracked by a text message or an email, or do you got a minute? And it's constant call for collaboration. And here's just a couple of questions as you try to answer this question: do I do deep work? What is, you know, am I willing to suffer and struggle to concentrate and go deeper longer? Am I willing to do the hard work? Another question might be, do I give in when the first, you know, easy distraction tempts me to look away, to think about something different, to chase the easy thing? And then finally, can I find a time and a place to do deep work and protect that appointment as a non-negotiable? These are some questions we need to think about. And again, read the book, listen to the book. It really is a seminal piece. It's very, very important. An important book for all of us as professionals. And I believe that a big part of Quiet Works, this upcoming book, is really, you know, continuing on the insights, the research, the really incredible thought that he put in time to write a book that's really important in our day, because if it's becoming increasingly more valuable for people to do this, yet more rare to see it, well, obviously, if you can do this, it puts you in a different plane. And finally, our third book, as we try to answer this question, do I do deep work, is a relatively recent book by a guy named Patrick Lencioni. It's Lencioni. And Patrick is a well-known author. You may recognize him from books that he's written called, you know, The Advantage Was Won, which is an excellent book. The Five Dysfunctions of Team and the Ideal Team Player. Well, he wrote this book that came out, I think it was in 2023, called The Six Types of Working Genius. And recently I had a conversation with one of his consultants at a company called The Table Group. And this guy named Keith, who I've known for a while, I was talking about Quiet Works in the book, and we were kind of catching up, and he said something to me which was pretty profound. He said, wonder doesn't look like work. Tenacity looks like work. And I thought, oh, it's kind of quotable. And he stopped and he said, well, no, and those are the actual types of working genius. And, you know, I started reading the book, and I'm like, oh, now I understand what he's talking about. The six types of working genius are, in order, number one is wonder, you know, asking questions and pondering possibilities. The second is discernment, which is judging ideas and making decisions. Number three is galvanizing, which is motivating and rallying others to action. Four is enablement, which is supporting others and helping ideas move forward. Five is tenacity, which is driving toward completion and achieving results. And number six is invention, which is coming up with new and innovative ideas. So those are the six types of working genius. Well, now Keith's comment makes perfect sense. Wonder doesn't look like work, but tenacity does. The time of quiet to wonder, to think, to reflect is a higher value that if I don't do deep work and I live in the shallows, I don't even have time for that. And I think a couple questions to ask yourself here is, you know, what do I do to add value? Would be one question. Another one might be, where do I spend most or all of my time during the day? So those are three books: The Shallows, Deep Work, and The Six Types of Working Genius, that all help us stop and really ask yourself the question with an get an honest answer. Do I do deep work? Just saying.